Day two of the Tom Tour. We are in Indianapolis. Sybil.
Happy Tuesday from Indy, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Live from the Nap Town. Only person I've seen nappy is that black white lady. That's the only one.
Oh, wow.
Is that her hair?
That's
or is that
hair.
Is that a weave?
I think it's a weave.
That's a weave.
Because
you see that style all the time.
Yeah. She did it.
And you can weave that in, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bless her heart. She put the work in, Sybil. She put the work in.
In being black.
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. She went all. What do we always say?
Commit.
Commit to the bit.
And this black white lady did.
She committed to the bit.
And now she's out of the work.
She had to learn the hand movements and the work in the neck and all that. That takes a lot of work.
B-word, please.
B-word, please. When and when not to say the N-word. You know? A lot of studies. A lot of late night studies. She
I think
in.
Just marriage.
Yeah.
Gave her that education.
And even that.
Okay.
Dang. She didn't have any children.
Yeah.
She does?
She does, yeah.
From the marriage of the black guy?
Apparently so, yeah. I saw pictures of a little boy.
Yeah.
A young boy, and one that she claims was her child, but actually is one of the children that her parents had adopted.
She's going to be on the Today Show today.
What
She's
race will she be today?
She's going to be, I'm not sure if it's today, but Savannah Guthrie from Today Show is going to be interviewing her for the NBC News. And then she's
thought I read it's today. I
know she's going to be on MSNBC.
MSNBC with Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The black lady with three names.
That
black
lady.
I like her. I love her.
Yeah. What was her process? How did she, you know.
Does she say nobody knows why she decided to do this?
Well, everybody has their own opinion. Her family has theirs. A lot of this, they say, has to do with a sexual assault charges, a number of charges against her brother, in which she took a side against her brother, who was charged in the sexual assault of younger people, of minors. And so they say as a result of this, this is what they think started the ball rolling in letting the press know and others that she is not black, that she is a white woman.
She's a white woman.
And they say that the case against her brother is at a critical point, so they think that's why this is.
And then what made her? Well, no one knows what made her decide to.
What was the transition?
Yeah.
Because they say it was sometime around 2006, 2007 in that area where she went from being a white woman. To identifying herself as a black woman. Because as we found out yesterday, in 2002, when she was a graduate student at Howard, she was a white woman.
She's a white
woman. And this was when she filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against Howard. The case was...
What was the basis of her case?
Was discrimination. She said
discrimination?
Yeah.
And she was discriminated?
She was discriminated because she was, against...
Oh, because she was white?
Because she was
and
white.
And she painted black art?
Yes.
And they favored black artists over her because she's white? And they wouldn't show her?
Well,
did they show her work? Or
as
whatever?
Well as a teaching assignment.
And so she figured... Since she was being discriminated as white, that what she believed would be more acceptable if she was black.
Well, I think that's supposition, but certainly
whoa. What
that really
me?
Is.
I think she called you something, man.
Of course she did.
I no need for name calls.
I thought we were bonding here on the road.
Yeah.
All we do is talking and supposing. And
okay. She catching hell from
She's
both races.
White and black.
Wow.
Well, certainly we'll find out how she feels about this when these interviews are done today. As you said, Melissa Perry Harris is going to be interviewing her for MSNBC. Savannah
She's catching hell
NBC.
From both ends, as from white people and black people.
What if Jesus came back today, he would find... A football player who is gay, he would find a man who used to be a man who is now a woman. Mm-hmm. He would find a white lady who's now a black lady, and he would say, "I didn't create none of this stuff. getting out of hand.
And you know what? He would find his way back to heaven.
Yes,
he really would. He's like, taxi.
I got to get out of here.
Okay. You know a lot of pastors listen to us early
in
the morning.
That's their sermon. They got that now. They got that going.
And we always, come Monday, I bet we get a text from a pastor. I preached on the black-white lady. I mean, the white-black lady. And I said, if Jesus came back, what would he find?
They won't give us no credit, God, pastor. Pastors will not give us any credit.
If you use that.
Give us some credit.
Just say, I was listening to the Tom Jones morning show.
And they
supposed.
There was some supposing.
And
what's that big word?
Supposition.
Yes, supposition.
Come a long way from the side chick.
It's all out of whack now, man. We got stuff we've never dealt with before. Never, ever.
Well, okay, speaking of Michael Sam.
There you go, see?
Speaking of Michael Sam. So he got a good job.
Yeah, with the Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, and this weekend was supposed to be the opener for their preseason.
Yes.
And he left camp to go home.
Be with his boo.
And they don't think he's going to come back because they say it was personal reasons.
Right.
And they did not say what the personal reasons were.
The GM said.
But what do we say?
Same sex, same problem.
So what are we supposing?
Oh, my God. You're just all up there playing football. I'm down here.
But, baby, I got to work. I
just need to be with somebody. I just need to be held.
Oh, my God.
But I got to, you know, I'm a football player. And I'm,
I don't want to hear that. What's the word? What's that big
supposition.
Word? Supposition.
Well, supposing I come home then.
See what I'm saying? Now he might lose a good job because
he's here's the thing. He hadn't even been there for 3 weeks.
Sybil, you don't know. You don't understand what he's going through.
All right, Sip.
As a woman,
Have you ever left a boo? Have you ever left a trap?
Let's call it what it is. Not a real boo.
Not a real boo, but a trap.
Well, okay, a boo or a trap.
Have you ever left to go work and they're back home saying, I can't stand to be without you, and you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
Go home, check on that trap. Because you know that trap will get away
from
it.
Get away, man. You go back to the trap and spawn.
And it's a good trap, though.
And all the meat and cheese is gone. So when
do you know all the guys that are out there would die to have a chance
with
Michael
but this trap right here.
This trap right here.
Woo!
This,
as Damon says, is the King Kong.
Oh, my God.
This is the King Kong trap.
Yeah.
And you got to make a choice, Sip.
Look at the stuff we're dealing with now that we never,
ever. These are the days when I'm glad my mother's not here to see this. I really am.
Time to get right. It is time to get right.
If Jesus came back today,
he'd be like, taxi.
What the hell did y'all do with this?
What the hell?